on, keep smiling out there.
Boyd Black says, a smile increases your face value. Get that going. Are y'all ready to sing? To sing? That's what they say in Nashville. I'm going to sing you a song.
No matter where you come from, no matter where you're going, here's a place where you can take comfort in the knowing that whether if you've come to stay a while or just passing through, this door is open to you. Come and let's be silent. Come and share a hug. Come, let's play together. Come, love and be loved. From the blissed out to the turned out, from the pampered to the abused, this door is open to you. Come on.
That's for you guys.
Well, good morning, Unity Renaissance. Welcome to Sunday Morning Live at Unity. And to those that are out in Zoom, welcome to your Zoom service this morning. My name is Ardell McCoy, and I will be the ministerial host for today's service while Reverend Paula is on vacation. But as usual, she has left us with a dynamic speaker, someone that some of you know, the beloved Reverend Laura Barrett Bennett. Now, she was our minister here a number of years before Reverend Paula came, but I know something more. When I was studying to be a religious science practitioner back in the 90s in Los Angeles, California, Dr. Paul Barrett, the father of beloved Reverend Barrett Bennett, was the metaphysical Bible interpreter for the Bible. He was the guru. He trained most practitioners before he made his transition. He trained Reverend Michael Beckwith, Reverend Arthur Chang. He trained most metaphysical ministers on the West Coast. So she is coming from a wonderful line there. Plus, her mother was involved in Unity for many years. Grandmother. So she has a long metaphysical background. So we're looking forward to hearing what she has to say. Okay, so let me get on. Unity Renaissance is a positive approach to Christianity based on the teachings of Jesus and affirmative prayer, not begging prayer, but affirmative prayer. We believe Jesus was a master teacher in expressing his divine potential, and he was here to teach that we too have that same divine potential. God is embedded in us as much as it was in Jesus, except he knew it and we're still trying to learn it. So let's get started. Unity is an inclusive community where everyone is welcome here. And we have a vision statement that we recite each Sunday, and I'd like you to do it with me together. A spiritually awakened world, living in peace, love, and joy. And we have a mission. And our mission that we carry with us every day is, we transform lives that transform the world. So if you will go within to that sacred space within, how very grateful I am to be in this moment in time, to be in the now, to be at Unity Renaissance, to be here speaking a word, knowing that God is everywhere present, knowing that it is the life, it is the cosmic consciousness that created all that is, and it is right here, right now, expressing itself uniquely as each and every one of us. There are no duplicates. So we all have an inherited right to be an individual, to be who we are. And we have a right to express ourselves in the most wondrous and glorious way. As I know that right today, Reverend Laura will be doing that as she brings forth that wonderful message that she has created for us today. We have a house band that loves to give us their music and their sound, which we all groove to every Sunday morning. We have a ministry here for the ushers, for the food ministry, the bookstore. It just goes on and on. There are classes all the time. Everybody has said yes to the call to suit up and show up, to be part of Unity Renaissance, to be a part of this expansiveness as we carry that consciousness of transforming lives by transforming the world. And how do we do that? We do that by transforming our own life. And that's why we're here, and that's why I'm celebrating. I think this is services. Great, grand, and glorious. It was already done from the beginning of time. We're just catching up with it. I say that all is well, for all is God, and so it is. Amen.
When Ardell prays you in, you know you've been prayed in. Okay, here you go. Let's stand up for our affirmation right. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, we're going to sing you a line. You're going to sing it backwards. Here we go.
I am a powerful, creative, spiritual being.
I am a powerful, creative, spiritual being. Let's hear you.
I am a powerful, creative, spiritual being. I can create anything. created spiritual being. You are a powerful, creative, spiritual being.
Tell them you can create anything you want this life.
You can create anything you want this life. The universe is on your side, and you are love. The universe is on your side, and you are love. The divine in you, and we serve and celebrate together for the glory of God. We are a powerful, creative, spiritual being.
We can create anything we want this life.
We can create anything we want this life.
The universe is on our side.
Good morning, Unity Renaissance. My name is Margaret Jenkins, and I am humbled to be here today as your platform host. Our word for today is let go, let God. How appropriate for the times we're living in. Please join me in our affirmation together. Divine love, wisdom, and understanding express through me. If I feel unsure of the next step in any situation, I let go and let God. I don't walk away from difficulty or try to force resolutions. Instead, I release my tight mental grip on problems and open myself to the solutions. I let go of ego's desire for control and my need to bring about specific outcomes. I believe there are solutions and remedies beyond what my mind can conceive. I yield to possibilities. I trust the indwelling presence, that divine presence, just as I would trust a mentor. Letting go and letting God means creating space for the dynamic, creative energy of spirit to inspire and surprise me. Divine love, wisdom, and understanding fuel my thoughts, express through my words, and guide me in all ways. Our scripture today is from Psalms chapter 86, verse 11, and it reads, "Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart to revere your name." If you would like prayer support today, we have a prayer chaplain available to pray with you. Would our prayer chaplain for today, Miss Shelley Myers, please stand. She will be available to pray with you in the chapel after the service, or you may fill out a prayer request in the narthex, or you may go on our website and submit a prayer request. One way or another, we're open to praying with you. And now, if you would please join us for the Lord's song.
Yeah. That's what matters to me. Changing on the outside, finding gray in my hair. I hope not. But the difference on the outside is that I don't care. I'm losing my desire to be what I'm not. And I've got now what I want now that I want what I've got. I've got a strong heart. I've got a strong love.
Sing along with us, sir.
And I'm ready to use the gifts I've been given to make this world a better place to live in. I'm ready to use the gifts I've been given to make this world a better place to live in. I'm ready to use the gifts I've been given to make this world a better place to live in.
Lily Scott. Don't worry, Lily, the gray is inevitable.
All right. Ah, let me just look at you. It opens the heart, brings tears to the eyes. To see the familiar faces of friends and the new faces, and from all the different places from which you come to gather here, and you two online, I see you. And we all come together to build and to grow something greater than any of us by ourselves can be. And you are doing that work. And last time I was here was 2017. No hallway of classrooms that way. No big kitchen, you know. But it's sort of like my cucumber plant. You know, I left this little thing that was showing growth potential. And then I came back 4 years later, and it's all over the place. And where it can, it holds itself up. You know, I don't know if you've ever, how many of us have ever had a cucumber vine? Yeah. They have these little tendrils that reach out and grab onto anything they can to hang on so they can bear the weight of the fruit. And that's what we go through life doing. We reach out, we try to hang on to anything we can so we can bear the fruit of life that's coming at us. And every one of us has the ability to do that. Because within us, if you ever wonder where it is, it's within us is the tree of life. Every symbol, every outer tree that represents the tree of life, and they had a wonderful one where Larry and I lived in Bahrain. I think I've even shown it here. 400 years old, grows in the middle of a barren desert where nothing else grows. And they call it the tree of life because it reaches its roots so deeply into the fresh water system that's below the island. And so it's able to live and thrive. And whatever outer tree there is that we call the tree of life, it is a representation of that which is in us, the divine life, not just within us, but that we are. That reaches its roots into the earth, that sends its branches out through every part of our body and being to energize and bless not just us, but those around us. It was implied in Genesis that this tree of life gave life eternal. Genesis isn't the only creation myth with that eternal, with that plant of eternal life. Several have them. And it is implied in Revelation that this tree of life bore 12 kinds of fruit. Get that. If you ever wonder where Charles Fillmore got his 12 powers and his 12 power centers, the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit. And this is my favorite statement describing the tree of life. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. So your tree of life, the tree of life that you are, is for the healing of the nations within you, the nations of thoughts and feelings and memories and opinions and attitudes, and the nations of your family, the nations of your community, the nations of this world and beyond. It also says in Genesis that we were cut off from the tree of life. I think it's just because we can't find it. When we're taking ourselves too seriously. Yeah. You know, I mean, when you think about it, my friend Michael Madej, my dear minister friend who passed away this past year, used to say that the reason Adam and Eve were kicked out of paradise was because they saw each other naked and they didn't laugh. They took themselves too seriously. And they were cut off from that flow, from that divine flow, and also because they did something else. They ate the forbidden fruit. Off. They ate the forbidden fruit off of that other tree, the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. The fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. Now, there is a lot in this world that we see. Some of it we see builds the harmony and the unity of humankind, and some of it tears humankind apart in anger and hatred and even violence. But when we take it in, when we let it influence us, when we let it move the brain patterns in us, that tree of life starts to grow into the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that this is good, this is bad. You're less than me, or I'm less than you. I feel separate. I feel afraid of you. I feel afraid of me being too great because I don't deserve greatness. We get into these thought patterns based on the appearances. That's what it is to eat of the knowledge of good and evil. Our existence is about being able to see and be with all of it from the place of love. So we have a forbidden fruit up here. It's so awful, I couldn't even show it to you. I had to cover it up. It's like Medusa. If you looked at it, it might just horrify you into stone. So what is the healing of this way of being? this way when we hate ourselves and hate life and hate others. And there's so much of that that we see in the world today. What is the healing? Well, we go to Dr. Proverbs. Who says, have an apple. An apple a day. He said, it says in Proverbs that a fitly spoken word is like a golden apple in a setting of silver. You were talking about affirmative prayer. A fitly spoken word is like a golden apple in a setting of silver. A fitly spoken word is a word of truth. And words do not start when they come out of your mouth. Words start in your consciousness, in your heart, in your soul. You speak, I don't know about you, but I speak to myself all the time. Anybody who remembers working with me remembers I was walking around, okay, now we need to do this, and I'm going to go, and then I'm going to go do this. Well, I would talk to myself, but when I'm not doing it out here, I'm doing it in here. How many of us talk to ourselves? In or out? Yeah. Yep. Yep. All right. What are you saying? When you talk to yourself, when nobody else is listening. A fitly spoken word is like a golden apple. And where do these apples go? What is the good that they do? And this is where I'm going to call on Myrtle. Myrtle Fillmore. What is now known as Myrtle Fillmore's Healing Letters was originally called Letters of Myrtle Fillmore. This is a 1948 copy. And it's the second edition after the original 1936 copy. And this gives you a sense of that eternal truth that we have. She says things like no incurable disease. Prayer is the greatest power. And she says that we heal at three levels of being. We heal at three levels of being. She says the law of health is threefold. Spiritual, keeping a person assured of the God-given freedom from all anxiety and worry and fear and lack. Mental, giving one the intelligence that enables that one always to do that which promotes health and success. And by the way, I'm neutralizing the patriarchal language here. Okay. And physical, forming those habits which keep us making the right use of all our faculties and powers and the life energy and substance. Myrtle's teachings were eminently practical. She said you start in spirit, then you go to work with the mind. And what we have learned over time is that when an early metaphysician referred to the mind, they were referring to the heart mind, the soul, not just this. They were referring to the mind that is seated in the heart. Because even in ancient Hebrew, heart and mind are one word. One word. Leba. Like a heartbeat. Leba, leba, leba. And so, we look first to the spirit, then to the mind, then to the body. We don't leave it unmanifested. We bring it into the physical reality of our physicality and that which is around us. So, the forbidden fruit of spirit is what we in Unity used to call metaphysical malpractice. Anybody ever heard that? Well, what's in your consciousness, you know? Yeah, they say, what's in your wallet? Well, what's in your consciousness? Also, it is that spiritual bypassing that we do when we are too afraid, and it's okay to be there. That's an initial stage, but we have to get past it. When we're too afraid to look at the physicality of a situation or the reality of an emotional interchange or the way we exchange with people. We spiritually bypass it. Everything is fine. And it's okay not to be okay. We've learned that, haven't we? We've matured. We've grown because everything is always okay. So therefore, it's okay not to be okay. So, the forbidden fruit, which has us forbidding ourselves to see what is self, is healed with the apple of truth, the truth of our being. Now, in Unity and New Thought and other paths, we have said, what? I am a spiritual being having a human experience. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. That is acknowledging. That is a place to begin acknowledging what we truly are. Well, I have one for us today. You aren't only a spiritual being, some entity different from everything else, although I do viva la difference in all that we are. You are spirit itself having a human experience. You are all that spirit is having a human experience. There's a Sufi teaching that says, you're not just a drop in the ocean. You are the ocean in a drop. I am spirit having a human experience. Let's say that together. I am spirit having a human experience. Okay, put a little more spirit in that. All right, and you too online, remember. Okay, together. I am spirit having a human experience. Amen. Mental. So what's the forbidden fruit of mental? It's a word with mental in it, and it begins with judge. Being judgmental. Not judgment. Judgment is a power of spiritual discernment that we now call wisdom. But when we let our judgments be guided by the material input that only the mental processes, that's when we say, that person needs to go. This thing needs to stay. This is right. This is wrong. This is good. This is bad. Because I've had this experience, I am staying away from that. Because I have failed, I'm never going to succeed. It only makes sense. Judgmental. Forbidden fruit. Forbidding us to see the truth in ourselves and each other. So the healing of being judgmental. Now, it is spiritual discernment, but it's spiritual discernment that comes out of being willing to let go of the judgments. Let go of the judgments. Now, that sounds, oh, sure, I can do that. And then on your way home, you'll start talking about this or that or the other thing. Judgment, 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 judgment. Judgmentalness. Judgmentalness. Not the discerning of choosing how to think or how to be. But the automatic throwing into, what do you call it, Larry? Are we going to go down that hole again? Of opinions and concepts born of feelings of hurt and unsat and dissatisfaction from when we were disappointed because something somewhere along the way didn't meet the way we thought it should be. Wow. We can release that and let it go. Because when we don't, our body holds on to it. But we'll get to the body in a minute. So let us say, let us hold others whom, upon whom we have had judgmentalness, situations, people. Let's bring them to mind. And let us affirm, I love you. Together, I love you. I release you to your highest good. I am free and whole. Now, when you get home, you can go to a mirror, or those of you who are already at home, stay where you are right now, but then go to the mirror later. And you can say that to yourself, I love you. I release you to your highest good. And when we release ourselves to our highest good, we are freeing ourselves up from all of the self-doubts that have had us separated from our own dreams, from our own good. I release you to your highest good. I see you in the mirror, free and whole. And when we hold on to these things, the body takes on the forbidden fruit. The forbidden fruit of the body is our attitudes of disdain for something about our physicality. Okay. You know, I was putting this dress on this morning. I hadn't worn it in a while. Not since before COVID. It was a little harder to zip it up. And immediately, where did my natural humanity go? Pulling out those judgmentals. And then, stand with a deep breath. Ah, and if it's just right, and it is what it needs to be. We can be judgmental against disease. We can disdain our bodies for having disease, what we call disease. When we have disease, it is a call for healing. It's our body saying, heal. Heal. And our diseases, some of our dearest friends which have been terminal, or family members, our diseases actually give us the opportunity to have the healing process of the soul that is called reconnecting with others, learning to live in the moment, taking each moment of life as precious. Would that we could all do that every day. Have that apple a day. contemplating whether or not to share this with you. A few days ago, my sister told me she has stage 4 ovarian cancer. And the first thing, like an automatic from spirit, like just spirit popping out, I said, Harriet, there's one thing for you to remember. You are whole and complete right now. You are already whole, and everything you do for your body from this point forward comes from that wholeness. Since then, I think we've had more phone calls than we've had in the past 10 years. And we're exploring healing together. So, the golden apple for the body is love. Love your body. And I'm going to go over for the affirmations I wrote for this one. To love your body enough to know the sacred living thing that it is, and that it really is part of your expression. I do love the philosophy, and I've taught it, and I've even said it probably from this platform, every body is beautiful. And so let us say together, I am the temple of the living God, together. The divine expresses in, through, and as me.
The divine expresses in, through, and as me.
And I am healed.
And I am healed.
Now, why do we need healing? You know, some of my teachers in their evolutionary thought, my colleagues and teachers and friends at Unity would say, oh, we don't really need to heal because we're already whole. And then I heard Deepak Chopra's definition of healing. That's what healing is. It's remembering your wholeness. Remembering your wholeness. Love your body. Love your mind and heart. Love spirit and that spirit in others. And the forbidden fruit of fear and judgmentalness and disdain will be transformed. Those old pathways that told you it was one way, you will now learn and grow from even those. You are the tree of life. And that tree that is you is for the healing of the nation. The song I grew up with, I Behold the Christ in You, first in its old four-part hymn form, and then in the beautiful melody that Bill Provost wrote, and it just stays in my heart, and you know, I know that song very well. I behold the Christ in you. And we say it now as I see the divine in you, I see you. And we say it as that beautiful ancient word, namaste. And so I contemplated, how do those two come together? Because they are the same. And so here's the song that came.
I behold the Christ in you, hear the life of God I see. I can see a great peace too, I can see you whole and free. Namaste.
Moment of quiet, meditative thought and silence. Let us think on the relationships in our lives that call for the remembrance of wholeness. Personal relationships, work relationships, our relationship with our own body. And let us behold in each relationship, in each one, in each thing that is part of that relationship, the divine expressing in and through and as that. And then let us take that to heart and know that we are that. You are that. I am that divine. And let us say in blessed remembrance to ourselves, Namaste, and dwell in the light of that divinity. In the silence, Namaste.
Once again, take a deep breath. And as Richard has said, as he said in our opening circle, let us affirm that it is so by saying, and so it is, together, and so it is. Amen. Namaste.
Flow, Spirit, flow through me as I open up to be an expression of your unfolding peace. Show, Spirit, show through me as I open up to be an expression of your unfolding love.
I am grateful that you wore that dress because it pushed out an explosion of energy in here today. I want to thank you so much. It's been absolutely marvelous. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, well, it's time to invite the love offering for today. Now, there's a number of ways you can give. You can text give on your cell phone, and the number is
540-418-1228.
Text now.
Jazz hands.
For those here in person, you can leave a love offering in the back in the basket if you so choose. For those at home, if you don't want to give through text, we accept checks. So cash, check, or text, anything is welcome here at Unity. So we would like to have everyone join us in the offertory of blessing, which you see it on the board. Together, divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. Thank you, God.
Giving is giving back to you. Giving is giving back to you. Giving is giving back to you. Press down. Shake it together, run it over. Back in good measure, it's giving back.
Thank you, Ardell, and thank you so much, Miss Laura. It was awesome. Gonna bring a little life, love, and laughter right now. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Our friend Donovan. Well, don't look back, it won't do any good. Don't look ahead, you'll just be misunderstood. Everything you need could be right in front of you. It doesn't take much to see what is true. You know, they say we could die if we go on like this. Who do you believe? Every story's got a twist. Just take a look around, tell me what you see. People in the world that is trying to be free. What about all those things you could have done, but you don't? Say things happen for a reason. If you don't do them, they won't. You know what we're talking about? We're talking about life, love, and laughter. Everything in between, what happens after. Looking for life, looking for love, looking for laughter. Things gonna change, they never stay the same. That's what makes us human, there's no one to blame. You can only stand up for what you believe. What's yours to do can't be done by me. What about all those things you haven't done yet, but you don't? say things happen for a reason. If you don't do them, they won't. You know what I'm talking about? You know I'm living life, love and laughter, everything in between. What happens after? What happens after? Looking for life, love and laughter, everything in between. What happens after? What happens after? Looking for laughter. Well, we got everything we need. All the money in the world won't buy what we see. Your dreams are worth more than gold. Some people hold on, some let go. The stars that all come out at night, that velvet sky all so bright. That's when I feel close to you, 'cause you see what I see too. Light, love and laughter all over the place, everything in between. What happens after? Looking for light. Light, love and laughter, everything in between. What happens after? Looking for light. Everything in between, and what happens after? What happens after? Take it, Nick. Nick Flores. Saxophone.
That's the man right there. It's on.
It's on. You can hear? Oh, good.
Margaret?
It's time to welcome the people that are visiting here that are new to Unity. You don't have to stand up. You don't. We don't sacrifice you. All you need to do
no
is
salesman
put up.
Will call.
If you've been here for the first, second, or third time, just hold your finger up for first, second, or third time. We have a gift for you. So don't be shy. Just hold up your hand. We have some people here.
Oh, a three. Yay.
These are the newbies. So welcome to Unity. And if you're out there in Zoom land, if you ever come in and you're the first, second, or third time, we're holding a gift for you, too.
Come and get it.
Right. Okay. So, you want to talk about Chris Norton's class? Sure.
Our very own Christopher Norton, who's been a long-time member, yes, we love him too, who's been a long-time member of Unity Renaissance, is doing an awesome class, which will be starting on, I think it's October...
13th.
And he's going to have special guests, which will include Larry Dorsey, Evan Alexander, Bruce Grayson, Diane Powell, and many more. It's going to be on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock. It is sure to be exciting, and I, for one, am going to sign up for that class. The class is going to be in person, or you can do it online. It's going to be $25 per class. That's your investment. Or you can pay $99 for the whole course. You can register online, or you can do it in the narthex. And I assure you, you will get a lot from this class. So don't forget to sign up.
And next we have Judy Namath is bringing back contemplative prayer to Unity on a new online-only gathering starting on Thursday, October 7th. It's going to be in the afternoon at 12:15 to 1:30. And this is a time when we learn to quiet our minds, and through the quiet mind, a repeated sacred word. The contemplative prayer is an intention to be open for God's download for us. So this can be looked at on Zoom. You can register from the weekly blast or on the website or on the app. There's a lot of ways now to get involved with Unity classes.
And our Higher Consciousness film series continues this Friday, October the 1st at 7 o'clock, and we're going to view A Most Beautiful Thing. Admission is free, free popcorn. You can bring your own refillable water bottle if you choose. However, we will have some bottles of water available. We're going to have a discussion after the film. And if you'll hold on for a second, we're going to get a sneak peek.
In the late 90s, the west side of Chicago was not a good place to grow up.
It was like a war zone. Some people asked what college you're going to go to when you grow up. In our neighborhood, the big question was what gang you're going to join.
A kid got shot in front of Mally, killed him dead right on the curb. It kind of makes you lose hope for your community.
How do you break out of that? But a chance encounter changed everything.
I walked inside the lunchroom and I see this boat.
I didn't even know what rowing was.
We don't even swim. But you gonna take some West Side kids over to the lake?
Nah, that's not gonna work.
It brought guys from different neighborhoods, from rival gangs, together in one boat.
When it's calm and you're out there, it take your mind away from any problems that you have.
It brightened my life.
There was something about the water that gave us peace, and we all needed that.
Now, 20 years later, they're back on the water.
What are we training for here?
Chicago Sprints.
We're trying to rewrite history here.
Training star today, Arshay.
Malcolm's doing this to show his son another way. Preston's going back in time to undo his mistakes. Alvin's racing to celebrate the fact he's still alive, that he's still here.
Now you get an opportunity to inspire another generation. What are you going to do with it?
We're on the mission now.
It's going to be a remarkable moment when they come together and get to that starting line again.
Brothers encouraging brothers. That needs to spread like wildfire through our communities.
What he's doing is a beautiful thing.
When that flag comes down, there's only one truth. That they are still here.
Manly! Go!
It is now time for the pet blessing time again. It's going to be on Saturday, October 9th at 10 a.m. Reverend Paula and Cindy Mills will be here. They're going to have a brief service. Every pet will be blessed. So no matter what you bring, it will get an individual blessing. And if your pet has made transition, please feel free to bring a photograph of your pet. And there's a table. It'll all be held outside of the fellowship hall, out on the grassy knoll behind the fellowship hall. And there will be a table for photographs of pets that transition, but we don't want any wild animals, just those that, you know, pets, okay?
Hopefully vegetarian.
And there'll be a treat for the pets, so feel free to bring them, okay?
And next Sunday, we're in for a treat again, a dynamic speaker that I absolutely love will be our guest speaker, Tom Baker. And he is going to be sharing with us a message called Three Thoughts That Can Change Your Life. You don't want to miss it. If you don't feel safe coming in, stay tuned at home out there in the web land, because it's going to be powerful.
And before the children come down, I'd like once again that we acknowledge our beloved Reverend Laura Barrett Bennett. Thank you.
Thank you.
are walking in the light of God. We are walking in the light of God. We are walking in the light of God. We are walking, walking, we are walking, walking. We are walking in the light of God. We are walking, walking, we are walking, walking. We are walking.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. We got a crowd today. Yay. Yes. Who would like from? Will, did you want to talk today and tell? And Derek, you want Dominic? You want to talk about what you did? Okay, you can take your mask now while you do that.
I learned today that it doesn't matter what color you are; it matters that we're all the same, and love doesn't never end, and love never ends.
Yay! Thank you.
Yes.
Who's doing for elementary? Dominic. Oh yeah.
And this necklace represents that your family and all that.
Aww. Are you done? Okay. Elementary. Violet.
I am one with God.
Yay! We'll go down here, Jimmy.
To be respectful when others are talking.
Anybody else in elementary?
I learned about in class the visible screen.
Who's got it from Uniteens? Come on up. Jimmy, would you scoot over and let them have one?
Today we're learning about family and different sizes and different shapes.
Yeah. Thank you, Amani. Jeremiah, were you talking? No? Okay. Anybody else? Devin?
I know it's a thing that she kind of said, but we learned about family.
It's the same thing again, but we were talking about how families are all different, but we all love them.
Yeah. Very nice. Yes, I got that. Thank you very much.
So now we come together for our prayer for protection. If you will all stand, and together we will recite it. The light
of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. And the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is. And all is well. Let there be peace on earth, and let
all the men.
Laughter, everything is free.